Picture this. You're six. You're sitting in the living room watching a good movie with the fam. But then a sex scene comes up. What do the adults say? Close your eyes. Come on, leave the room. But then you ask yourself, why aren't you closing your eyes? And why are you still watching it? Welcome back to my podcast, Unapologetically Weird, with me, Tobari. During the lockdown, there was a surge in the number of rape cases, and this got me thinking, could this be due to the lack of sex education? Really, sex education is something that we don't really talk about, especially here in Nigeria. So today, we'll be talking about the things they didn't teach us, sex education. Who is supposed to be teaching us? When is it supposed to be taught? Should it be taught in schools? And the implications of not knowing or having sex education. These are the things we'll be discussing in today's episode. If you're new here, or if you've been a loyal listener, I would need you to subscribe, share, and leave a message. You can send me a DM on my Instagram, which is linked on the website icon. Let's get into it. Well, first off, what is sex education? Is it just knowing what sex is? No, it goes beyond that. Sex education is high quality teaching and learning about a broad variety of topics that are related to sex, sexuality, exploring values and beliefs that help us to gain skills, navigate relationships, and manage our sexual health. This definition is according to Planned Parenthood. Now, you would ask, why is it relevant? Of course, it is relevant. To protect people, especially young ones, from unwanted STDs, emotional trauma, exploitation, and so on. Recently, I heard of a case where 10-year-old twins were being raped by a houseboy, and they thought it was okay, really. It got so bad that they would ask the houseboy to rape them so that he could give them money. And someone commented, "Oh, these children are bad children." But I said, "No, they're not bad children. They're just misinformed. They really think that being raped or consenting to someone sleeping with you at the age of 10 is okay as long as you're getting money from it." With stories like this, it is relevant and important that we teach young people about sex education. Which brings us to the next question. When should sex education be taught? Here in Nigeria, it's a very, very, very difficult question to answer. Because most people will say, well, how can you be telling a 5-year-old child about sex? That's wrong. And they could be right. According to research, it shows that the best time to start telling a child about sex, not in details, but at least a little about it, is from the preteens. And this is between the ages of 9 to 12 years. Now, according to About Kids Health, it says, aside the basic puberty, they should be taught about safer sex and that being a teenager doesn't mean you have to be sexually active. This is something a lot of us did not know as teenagers because we have all these confusing feelings and emotions and urges, and we thought we were supposed to satisfy everything and fulfill every urge that we get. So, in the teenage years, to from 13 to 18, it needs to be reinforced. They need to be taught the difference between healthy and unhealthy relationship. What consent means? Yes, consent. This is a word that we've become so familiar with this year, especially. This is something that should have been taught a long time ago. They should also be taught negotiation, refusal skills also in relationships. Now, this is because according to Oyefara 2011, the age of adolescence or the teenage years is the most vulnerable of the human life because of its association with physical, mental, social, and emotional development. There's a lot of growing up going on in that period. That's the best time to inculcate these basic things and important things that will help these young ones in the future. Then, who should be teaching us sex education? This is awkward for a lot of people. A lot of young ones will not want to hear about sex education from their school teachers or their parents. But the truth is, the parents are definitely the first point of contact, followed by the teachers. So parents should talk about sex education to their kids, because when they do, these kids are more likely to be open as teenagers. And I know you're wondering, Tobare, I'm not a parent yet. Why is this important to me? It's important because you might be a parent in the future, and this is necessary for you to know. But unfortunately, we live in a society where the attitude towards sex education is often condemned, and there's discouragement of any form, and I mean any form of sex talk or problems or feelings, especially amongst adolescents. Now, in a survey done in 2003 by Orgy, majority of the parents who supported sex education in schools gave their reason as only to prevent unwanted pregnancy, STIs, rather than the knowledge of the sex interactions, consequences, and responsibilities. While those who opposed felt it will strongly corrupt the kids and lead to experimentation. Yeah, and we know this in our society. The moment you start to ask questions about sex, what you always get is, oh, this girl is spoiled. This girl is a bad child. How can you be asking that kind of question? Keep quiet. The truth is, most of our parents themselves were not taught sex education. So it becomes very awkward for them to talk to us about sex. But still, we do not want to repeat this cycle, so we should talk about it. Now, I know I said sex education is something that's rarely taught here or talked about in Nigeria, but when it is talked about, it is usually sex miseducation. Exactly. Typical example is gender-based or gender-blind, rather, sex education. Now, this is when sex education is usually just taught to girls, especially here in Nigeria. Most times we receive the sex talk when we hit puberty, or basically when we start seeing our period. And the summary of the whole thing is, so you're a woman now. I want you to know that if a man touches you, you will get pregnant. Basically, that's it. Run away from men. And coming from a family of three, two girls and a boy, I remember having this conversation with my mom. But then I don't remember them talking about it to my brother. I don't remember them sitting down and asking him or discussing with him about sex. Well, this is something that is very common here in Nigeria because they feel we are the disadvantaged ones, we are the vulnerable ones, we are the only ones that can bear the consequences of sex. It is mostly just taught to the girls. But this is not true. This is not right. Another typical example is the sex is bad that is usually taught. Most times, we're given the impression by adults or people who claim to be adults that sex is a bad thing, it is terrible, it is not good, don't even think about it, Don't even try to look up the word in the dictionary. It is forbidden. It is an abomination. But somehow they do participate in it, right? Then we get the sex is good from media. And I remember growing up reading novels. I read a lot. You would always hear that term, cloud nine, and you'd be wondering, wow, it's so amazing. And then you watch movies where they're like sex scenes, but obviously they're censored. And as a kid, you are not allowed to watch those. And I always wondered about this censorship, because if you can't watch adult movies or movies that are rated 18, but then you switch to the music channels and everything they're showing you is basically what you would see in an adult movie, but then that is not censored. Doesn't make any sense. So if you're not getting it from the novels, you're getting it from TV, you're getting it from music, you're getting it from every and anywhere. Especially now where we live in an overly sexualized and romanticized world. It's everywhere. And it paints an exaggerated view of sex and gives this idea that everybody and anybody should be having sex, which is wrong. Another thing, another aspect of sex miseducation is that sex is a bargaining chip. Yup. Many of us have seen cases where couples quarrel because somebody's withholding sex or using it to bargain for something. Most times, usually money or attention, or when they're demanding for something. And we pick up these ideas thinking it's right, that, oh, sex is something that should be used as a bargaining chip. And this is wrong. Then another fact with sex miseducation is the idea that women are obligated to give sex in a relationship. Many of my friends in university felt that once you're in a relationship and you're not having sex with that person, you're not in a relationship, and that you should do anything and find any means to provide sex in that relationship. That is what validates the relationship. But unfortunately, that's what they've been taught, which is absolutely wrong. Another thing is that you don't need to be mature emotionally to be sexually active. Yes, like I said, the media has painted that you should be having sex at any time and no matter how old you are. You see movies or even kids shows where it is encouraged at the young age of 14, 13, and you're wondering, oh my God, why? But that is what we see around today. And all this need to be corrected. It needs to be destroyed, really, because it affects people's lives. It makes them go through emotional trauma and puts them through unnecessary stress, pain, and heartache that they are not supposed to go through. So if we're taught properly, all of this wouldn't happen. So as usual, I put the question out there to you guys. It's time for our weekly surveys. And I got really interesting answers in this week's survey. So I put the question out there to you guys about sex education. And majority of the responses I got, funny enough, were from the guys. About 54% of them were from the men. So the first question I asked was, when did you learn about sex? 47.6% said they learned about it in their teenage years, and 38.7% learned about it in their preteen years. That's between the ages of 9 and 12.
and a very, very, very small, unfortunate group, 12.7%, learned about it in their adulthood. I definitely learned about it pre-teens. Well, like I said, I read a lot. That's both a good thing and a bad thing. So the next question I asked was, who informed you on sex education? This is very important. Like I said, who should be teaching us about sex education? A quarter of you guys said your parents. That's just about 25%. The other half said they were informed on sex education from their teachers. Now, in Nigeria, most people won't be open to the idea of learning sex education from their teachers because we all know how school is in Nigeria, the kind of teachers we had. Most of them weren't really approachable or friendly, to say the least. So they weren't the ones we want to hear it from. And even in the university, they give unsolicited advice on sex, and it's usually, trust me, not good. Now, the majority of you guys learned about sex from the media, from your phones, from the internet, from movies, from your friends. Oh God, from your friends. Yeah, definitely those, most of those information about sex weren't as accurate or as correct, yeah, as accurate as it's supposed to be. Then the next question was, did your parents attempt to give you the sex talk? A whopping 47% said nope. And I do not blame them. In Nigeria, like I said, it's a no-go area. Don't even talk about it. The only sex talk you ever hear or come close to from your parents is maybe when you guys are talking about the Bible and how fornication is bad, and they'll put the fear of God in you, and that's it. Then 31% of you said yes. That's impressive. Some parents do talk or attempt to talk about sex talk. The other question was, do you think sex education should be added in the Nigerian school curriculum? 79.4% of you guys said yes. And I agree with you guys because we have many, many kids who have absent parents or who do not even have parents. They need to learn about this somewhere. And then 12% of you guys said no, it shouldn't be. Shouldn't be added. I also agree with you guys. Like I said, most of the teachers here are not, well, not all of them. Not generalizing, but a lot of them are not approachable. Most of them just want to do their job and leave. They don't want to talk about sex with kids. And it's understandable, but it's not right. Then the last question, do you think sex education or lack of it affected your sexual activeness? 36.5% said yes. 46% said no, and 17.5% said maybe. I think it's in between for a lot of us because most of us that are sexually inactive is usually because we fear God, basically. But it should be more than that. It should also be about if you're ready, the consequences of it, and just general knowledge about sex itself. And then for those of us that are sexually active, sex education or lack of it may have played a role. Like I said earlier, most parents do not want to talk to their kids about sex because they feel it will lead them to experiment. But then you not talking about it makes them curious and they want to go out there and experiment and find out on their own. And most times they don't find out the right way. So I thank you guys for sending me your answers. I really, 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 really enjoyed the survey.
So guys, that's the end of today's episode. I hope you enjoyed the episode and I hope you have learned something on sex education. Now, this is something that we need to keep promoting here in Nigeria, because whether we like it or not, it affects the minds of young ones. Rape cases will keep going up if we don't keep teaching these kids about this stuff. Because most times when we hear these rape cases, we usually hear them say, oh, it's the devil's handwork, or it's this, it's that. Sometimes it's not just the devil's handwork, it's the fact that they don't know. They are misinformed. They don't know that this is wrong. They feel it is right and they demand for it, especially due to gender blind sex education. Sex education should be taught to both male and female. And I might sound corny, but being sexually active when you are not ready, when you are misinformed, or when you are pressured into it, is like opening a gift before it is given. We all know how that feels. And for my teenagers listening, my demographic shows that I have some teenagers listening here. I appreciate you guys. And I just want to tell you guys that no, you do not have to fulfill every urge. No, you do not have to, you're not obligated to perform certain acts with people. Understand what consent means. Get informed from the right sources. Ask those uncomfortable questions. And if you've made mistakes before, learn from it. Until next time, let's be unconventional together.